the god of hellfire, and I bring you
fire.
Yeah, you've been listening to 334578, a show that features all vinyl, and today the theme is
acts I've seen live.
So every act I'm playing today I saw live. The Crazy World of Arthur Brown, that was at the Rock Pile in the 12th of April 1969. They attended with Joe Kuroda, and he just tweeted me, actually. Hi, Joe. Arthur Wilton Brown, born in 1942, and that was his big song, Fire, off of The Crazy World of Arthur Brown, which included Vincent Crane on the Hammond organ and piano, and Carl Palmer on the drums in the actual live show that I saw. Well, he took over from John Marshall. So John Marshall was on the drums on the cut you actually heard there, and Nick Greenwood on the bass. And it was produced by Pete Townsend and Kit Lambert in 1968, that whole album, The Crazy World of Arthur Brown, and just a fabulous performer. It was incredible. They rolled him out on the stage in a drum, wrapped in big sheets of elastic, and he climbed out this small little hole, his whole body, and he was a tall guy, wore the fire helmet. There's some pictures online taken at the Rock Pile by somebody that was there that show some great photos of him wearing the fire helmet. And so the Rock Pile ran from about 1968, around September, and it ran for about a year because Led Zeppelin basically bankrupted them in August when they performed at the Rock Pile for the second time. Amazing bands, The Who, playing at this little club, the Masonic Temple, you know, the Chambers Brothers, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, a lot of Canadian acts as well, and people like Brian Auger and the Trinity played there. Keith Emerson, who just passed away, played there. I mean, Jeff Beck, you name them. Everybody was coming to this little club, and we were going regularly. So that was great. You can see by 1968, it was a veteran of going to see live rock acts. Creedence Clearwater Revival played in Toronto at the Electric Circus on May the 4th, 1969. I went with Steve Gold. It was one of the loudest concerts that I've ever witnessed. It was really loud. They had Sun amps. They were custom amps with a K. The padded ones, and they were loud. This is sort of what they sounded like. Here's Born on the Bayou from their 45 RPM single back with Proud Mary on Fantasy Records, number 619.
Yeah. so dry. But I don't need no friend. As long as I gaze on Waterloo sunset,
Sunset by the Kinks. We started that little set off with Creedence Clearwater Revival from 1969. They performed at Toronto's Electric Circus, which was 99 Queen Street East. And that building got taken over by City TV originally before they moved to their Queen Street West location. But and that show, the Electric Circus, that disco dance show that was there for a long time, took their name from the fact that the building was originally made into the Electric Circus, which was a New York City type club. And Toronto had the only other one other than New York. Howlin' Wolf played at the Rock Pile on the 20th of May, 1969, and believe it or not, opened up for 10 years after. They did two shows, and they were both great shows, and Howlin' Wolf was amazing. Chester Arthur Burnett, born in 1910 at White Station, Mississippi, died in Hines, Illinois in 1976. Of course, he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Spoonful, the song you heard there, was considered one of the 500 main songs that shaped rock and roll, a Willie Dixon composition, and the tune was recorded by Chester Burnett, a.k.a. Howlin' Wolf, in 1960. Johnny Winter performed at Massey Hall. I went with Joe Carota to that show. That was on October the 3rd, 1969. The Humble Sponge with Eddie Baltimore on guitar opened up for them. And Johnny Winter wore a big black cape and with red interior, satin interior, and he just had the long, long albino white hair flowing, and his guitar, his Les Paul, just singing. And boy, it was a great show. The Kinks after that. Their first ever Toronto appearance was in 1969 on the 6th of December. They performed at a little club called the Hawk's Nest, owned by Romp and Ronnie Hawkins, which was upstairs from the Le Coq d'Or Tavern on Dundas and Yonge Street. And opening up for them was Tractor. I attended that with Joe Kuroda. Ken Stauer of CIUT was also there, but we didn't know each other at the time. Later, you know, we've discussed shows that we both attended and couldn't believe. We must have known each other. We must have seen each other. We were at so many of these shows together. So the Kinks performing there with Waterloo's Sunset from 1967 from a 45 RPM single. We're going to get into Stompin' Tom now because he performed at the Horseshoe Tavern, went with a bunch of my high school buddies. We decided to borrow people's IDs because we had fakes. We had to be 21 to drink at that time. It was just before they lowered the drinking age. So all of us were underage. The bouncer knew it. And as long as we behaved, he didn't say anything. But of course, after the first set of music by Stompin' Tom, they threw us out. The Good, the Bad, the Ugly opened up for them. And it didn't stop us guys from just whipping down there and seeing Stompin' Tom, you know, several times in the next few weeks because he played at the Horseshoe a lot in those days. Bud the Spud had just come out. So we're going to hear him play Algoma Central 69, then go back to the Electric Circus on May the 16th or 17th. I'm not sure which day because they played both. The Flying Burrito Brothers. With Graham Parsons. Opening up was Buckstone Hardware, who I don't even recall. I can't remember them at all. You're listening to 33-45-78 here on CIUT. I'm Steve Fruitman.
She's on a bar hopping spree back in Sault Ste. Marie. Because of me, she's now a fallen star. She could have been true, but I left her in the Sioux. And I traveled north upon the ACR. But if it's go home or be a roamer, I've made up my mind. So take me home tonight, Algoma Central 69. I was working one day when I heard this fella say he met my girl while drinking at the bar. Though we fought between us two, still he swore that it was true. Now I cursed that day I rode the ACR. But if it's go home or be a roamer, I've made up my mind. So take me home tonight, Algoma Central 69. Though it might be in vain, here I wait for the train. I hope it's not too late to right the wrong. When she rolls around the bend, we'll be southbound again. Come on, old ACR, wheels move along. She's on a bar hopping spree back in Sault Ste. Marie. Because of me, she's now a fallen star. She could have been true, but I left her in the Sioux. And I traveled north upon the ACR. But if it's go home or be a roamer, I've made up my mind. So take me home tonight, Algoma Central 69. Take me home tonight, Algoma Central 69.
Diesel wound up and she's been running like never before. There's a speed zone ahead on the right, and I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got 10 forward gears and Georgia overdrive. I'm digging little white pills and my eyes are open wide. Everything inside. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Mm-hmm. get home tonight. Oh, it's been 6 weeks since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some of the guys. Oh, I could find women to hold me tight, but I could never make believe it's alright. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. It's a good thing, Lord, from a smokestack like it's gold. My hometown's coming inside. If you think I'm happy, you're right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
there, Sergeant Mirastin. If we lose, the barbers win. Happy family, one hand clap. Four went on, but none came back.
Come gather all around me and I'll sing to you a tale about the boys in Carmenville who almost went to jail. It happened on a November's night when all hands was asleep. We crept up over Joe Talks Hill and stole Aunt Martha's sheep. Now if you pay attention, I know I'll make you laugh. We never went to steal the sheep, we went to steal the calf. The old cow, she got angry 'cause we woke her from her sleep. We couldn't take any chances, so we had to steal the sheep. We caught the woolly animal and dragged her from her pen. She said goodbye to little lamb she'd never see again. She knew that those dark strangers soon would take her life. In less than half an hour, she felt a dreadful night. Aunt Martha, she got angry when she heard about the loss. She said she'd catch the robbers, no matter what the cost. Next morning, just at sunrise, she to the office went, and to the RCMP a telegram she sent. The Mountie got the message and he started in to read. This is from Aunt Martha telling an awful deed. Last night my sheep was stolen by whom I cannot tell. I'd like for you to catch them and to drag them back to jail. Well, just a short time later, about 12 o'clock that night, we had the sheep a-cookin' and everyone feeling tight. The smell of mutton and onions, no man could ask for more. We were chug-a-luggin' Dominion when the Mountie walked in the door. He said, sorry, boys, your party, I really don't want to wreck. I smelt the meat a-cookin' and I had to come in and check. You see, the sheep is stolen and the thief is on the loose. I said, come right in and join us, sir, we're having a piece of moose. He said, thanks a lot, and he sat right down and I gave him a piece of the sheep. This is the finest piece of moose I know I ever eat. About 2 o'clock in the morning, he bid us all good day. If we get any clues in the sheep, sir, we'll phone you right away. He said, thanks a lot, you're a darn fine bunch, and your promise I know you'll keep. If every woman's as good as you, she wouldn't have lost her sheep. After he left, we had the piece we had in the oven to roast. We might have stole the sheep, boys, but the Mountie ate the most.
Acts I've seen live in person today on 334578. I'm Steve Fruitman with you, and we started that set off with Stompin' Tom, Algoma Central 69. First time I saw him perform live, April 1970 at the Horseshoe Tavern, Queen Street, Toronto City, Canada. We then went to the Flying Burrito Brothers at the Electric Circus in May of 1970, and we heard the song 6 Days on the Road off of the album The Last of the Red Hot Burritos, 1972. King Crimson after that with Happy Family off Lizard from 1970. King Crimson played at Toronto's Massey Hall November 11th, 1971. I can't honestly remember who I attended that with, but I do remember in March the 24th, 1972, driving to Buffalo, New York to the War Memorial Auditorium and attended another King Crimson gig with Perry Goldberg. Perry worked for various radio stations in the city of Toronto. I think he's a consultant for media or something like that now. But we kind of grew up together, went to school together, and we had a radio station up at our high school, Thornley Collegiate up in Thornhill. And Radio Thornley, we called it, and we scammed a couple of tickets into Buffalo, New York's War Memorial Odd to see King Crimson. So that was really cool, and that was right towards the end of the Pete Sinfield era of King Crimson. Dick Nolan after that. I saw him in 1977. We're jumping a few years now to the Molly and Me Tavern on Bloor Street West in Toronto. It was a stag for a friend of mine, the late Marcel Gagnon, by his friends. So I was there, and Dick Nolan, I think, had to perform at Martha Sheep 4 or 5 times that night. Of course, the song was written by Ellis Coles and Dick Nolan, recorded in 1972. Going to go to Ry Cooder now. He played right here at the University of Toronto at Convocation Hall, which I can see out my window if I look behind me. And that was 1981 with John Hiatt opening up. My wife Maggie and I attended that show, and it was just great. We're going to hear him doing a Johnny Cash song right now. Here's Get Rhythm by the great one and only Ry Cooder.
When you get the blues, get a rock and roll, feel it in your bones, tap on your toes and just get going. Get a rhythm when you get the blues. Little shoe shine more, never gets low down. He's got the dirtiest job in town. Bending low at the people's feet on the windy corner of the dirty street. When I asked him while he shined his shoes, how he keeps from getting the blues, he grinned and he shook his little head about the shoe shine bragging, and he said,
you know,
get a rhythm.
When you get the blues, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, get a rock and roll, feel it in your bones.
Tap on your toes and just
get
it going.
Get a rhythm. When you get the blues.
Wipe the sweat away, so you're a mighty little boy, be a working that way. He said, I like it with a big white grin, and he kept on popping and said again.
Western Kentucky, where my parents were born. And there's a backwards old town that's often remembered so many times that my memories are worn. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River, where paradise lay. Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Well, sometimes we travel right down the Green River to the abandoned old prison down by Avery Hill, where the air smelled like snakes, and we'd shoot with our pistols. But empty pop bottles was all we would give. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's gold train has hauled it away. Then the coal company came with the world's largest shovel, and they tortured the timber and stripped all the land. Well, they dug for their coal till the land was forsaken. Then they rode it all down as the progress of man. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. When I die, let my ashes float down the Green River. Let my soul roll on up to the Rochester Dam. I'll be halfway to heaven with paradise waiting, just 5 miles away from wherever I am. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lays? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away.
go to sea.
Let me go, boys, let me go, boys. Let me go down in the mud where the river's all dry. This land was always theirs, was the proud land of our fathers. It belongs to us and them, not to any of the others. Let them go, boys, let them go. Let them go down in the mud and run us all dry.
Before that, John Prine and Ry Cooter. Ry Cooter at Convocation Hall with John Hyatt. John Prine at the Ontario Place Forum around 1982. I think Leon Redbone opened up that show and was booed off the stage by some rowdy fans. Just wanted to hear John Prine, which was too bad because Leon was just great. And you heard John Prine doing Paradise from 1970 there. Murray McLaughlin on the Silver Tractors after that with another Ontario Place gig. That was July 12, 1984. I used to go with my wife to those gigs at Ontario Place. They were so nice at the Forum. I never went back after they destroyed the Forum. And when you're young and you don't know nothing, a song from 1978 off Whispering Rain by Murray McLaughlin. The Pogues played at the Toronto Palais Royal on December the 3rd, 1987. With guest Joe Strummer on the guitar. I attended that with George Meeklejohn. He was going to take a woman with him, but she decided not to go, so he offered me the ticket, $20, and I saw one of the most amazing concerts, one of the most memorable concerts that I've ever seen. It was wild at the Palais Royal that night, folks, let me tell you. Okay, just got one more song to play, and that's by La Boutine Souriante, who I saw at the Église Sacré-Cœur at just a few blocks away from where we started. We started at Maple Leaf Gardens in 1964 with the Beatles, and we ended up at the Sacré-Cœur Church at Sherbourne. I believe it's Sherbourne and Carleton. And La Boutine Souriante played there. It was a Flying Cloud Folk Club and Mariposa Folk Foundation gig that was put on. I went with my wife and Kevin Nan. And that's the show for today. I'm going to go out with that song by La Boutine off a 45 RPM single from 1987 called La Fille Engagée. And we'll say goodbye to you, to all you radio stations out there that love us, you know, because they play us all the time on these different radio stations, right? Of course. Thank you all for listening, and stay tuned for another great show on this great radio station. Steve Fruitman over and out for another edition of 334570. I'm going to Newfoundland tomorrow, so I got a special pre-recorded show for you for next week of some Irish music.